Hello, my bookish friends. Welcome back to Mary M's Book Pod. So here we go. I won't bore you with a long introduction riddled with excuses. You know, you've heard them all. I know it's been a long time since the last podcast. I've been so busy. I promise I'm going to put myself on a schedule. I'm just not doing that today. I will tell you that I have a long story that I promise I will tell in a short way. It is that I am switching jobs, so I've been very distracted as of late. So that's really why I haven't been here in front of the microphone. I've been very distracted transitioning myself, wrapping up one job so that I could start the next. So the good thing is, starting right now, I have a week off in between so I can, you know, re-energize before I start my new job. And that's where we are. So I couldn't think of a better thing to do than to hop on here and tell you what I've been listening to, what I've been reading, what I started today, you know, just a good old-fashioned reading catch-up. And hopefully you'll share with me what you're reading, what you're listening to, maybe any new books that you purchased, things like that. So here we go. So in keeping in line with what I just said about switching jobs, so in between, like in reality, right, even when we have change coming into our lives that we brought about, change that we want, it's still pretty darn stressful, right? There's anxiety that goes along with that. There, of course, is anxiety that goes along with the unknown. So as excited as I've been for my new opportunity that's coming up around the corner, you know, I've had a little bit of anxiety. So I found myself saying, like, asking myself, what can I do that's different for me that I can help ease the anxiety a little bit and stop being such a scaredy cat, right? So I'm trying a couple of things. I've been like going on YouTube and searching like 5-minute meditation, 10-minute meditation. And I've been doing a couple of those, just basically breathing exercises. It's really been working for me. I never considered myself anybody who would be like a meditator, but I have to admit, it has chilled me out. I almost cursed. So the other thing I've been doing, I picked up 2 books that basically have like mindfulness passages to read daily in them. And again, I'm somebody that I'm a little snarky about inspirational posts and memes that you might see on social media. Like, I might have something to say if somebody posts those, which who am I to say, right? That's so obnoxious of me, because now I'm reaching for them. So each day I get up, I make my coffee, I sit down, and I have, out of these 2 books that I'm going to tell you about, I read 1 passage from each one, and they're short. You know, it takes me just a few minutes, and it just gives me kind of like the kickstart to the day that leads me more into a positive, more mindful direction. So I hope that's not a lot. I hope that doesn't sound like too much to you. But so the first book that I have here in front of me, it's called A Year of Positive Thinking, Daily Inspiration, Wisdom, and Courage. And it's by Cindy Spiegel. And I actually heard about this book. I don't know if you guys watch on YouTube, if you watch Peter Mon, he often reads from books similar to this, but this one specifically, I heard about it from him. So there's great stuff in here. Like, let me just flip to, I'm going to give you we're going to go forward in time. I'm going to read tomorrow's. So this one says, you may never be ready. You may never be ready, but that isn't a good reason not to start. Oof. I love that. And the second book here, this one I just kind of found randomly, and what drew me to it was, let me ask you, do you remember the greeting cards called Blue Mountain Arts? Do you remember? They kind of like folded out. I guess they were like, it was like fourfold, I'm not sure. But it has like the beautiful mountain sceneries with the birds flying in the blue sky. Do you know what I'm talking about? And inside it was filled, like it was like a love letter to life. Any of these cards that you opened up, you would just like sob reading because they were just so beautiful. It's the kind of writing you wish you could just come up with and write in somebody's card what is, you know, on the card here. So anyway, this is by those people. So I saw the cover of the book and I'm like, wait a minute. This is striking a bell with me. I remember this. That's right, Blue Mountain Arts. So they have just beautiful passages inside with some nice artwork. So let me read one to you. Go beyond yourself and reach out to other people with a sincere love, respect, caring, and understanding of their needs. Stuff like that. Very inspirational. So anyway, just wanted to mention those to you in case that was something that you're interested in. It's really not for everybody. I didn't think it would be for me either. So there is that. So what else am I reading? Oh, I've had this one in the works for a bit. So I'm reading James Patterson with J.D. Barker, and it's called The Coast to Coast Murders, a novel of psychological suspense. I happened to pick this copy up at a library sale in town. I think it was like 50 cents or a dollar. I mean, how do you resist that? But it's been a while since I've read any James Patterson books. And I do have like a, I don't know if I've mentioned this before. I have like a softness for him because he's the author that after college, when you're in college, you have to read because you have to for class. So James Patterson was like the first author after college for me that got me basically back into reading. Because his thrillers, I mean, they're just like, the chapters are super short and they're compelling and you just want to know what's going to happen next. So I grabbed this one from the library sale because I was thinking like, hey, I haven't read any Patterson in a while. And in true fashion, I'm flying through it, minus the distractions of my life. I hope actually to pick up back where I left off, and I'm thinking I should finish that in a couple days. And I was going to tell you what I just started a new audiobook today, borrowed it from the library. I know a lot of people have already read this, but I have been wanting to, and I also wanted to watch the movie, but I wanted to make sure I either read the book or listened to the audiobook. So I borrowed the audiobook from the library today, and that is Ready Player One by Ernest Cline. And what drew me to this audiobook versus reading the actual book, I've heard that Will Wheaton is a great narrator, and he happens to narrate this one, so I will report back and let you know what I think of it. But I just started it in the car today because I had to run a couple errands, and I'm probably only about, I think I'm like 15 minutes into it, and I'm already hooked. It's very 80s, arcade, heavy theme that just, I'm there. You tell me anything 80s, you want to talk about arcades, the music, sign me up. So speaking of audiobooks, I finished a couple in the last week or so. I just finished a short story by Stephen King and Joe Hill. It's called In the Tall Grass. I'm giggling because my friend Kristen had asked me, like she shot me a message. She's like, oh, I saw on Goodreads that you just finished listening to that short story, you know, that novella. How was it? So, I mean, I am an open Stephen King fan. No question there. But sometimes things can show, you know, I mean, he writes so much. I guess it's bound to happen where some of the stuff falls a little short for me. So this one, I can't complain. I mean, I borrowed it from the library. I'm not going to pan it. But so anyway, as I'm telling Kristen, she's like, how was it? And I'm like, it was good. And then she said, well, how was the narration? And I said, it was fine. So she started cracking up because she just knew by my like short answers that she's like, I love this review you're giving me. So here's the thing. The premise of it, you know, it's called In the Tall Grass. Like you could instantly, I'm sure you get the creep factor involved that I'm not going to ruin anything for you, but I'm sure you could guess the creep factor, right? There's something in the freaking tall grass. Okay. But there are times when, listen, I'm not a prude by any means, but there are times that I feel when language is used that just isn't necessary. Like, I'm not going to even say the word, but I really didn't need to hear the word. How can I say this? Let's say a word that sounds like critch, but replace the I with an O. I didn't need to hear it again. It's like enough. And it's one thing, there are times when certain language is necessary in order to make a story work. I get that. And I'm all for that. You know what? Not everything's going to be comfortable, right? I don't know. It took me out of the story. Even though it was a short story, it took me out a little bit, but I was still very kind with my rating, though, on Goodreads. I still gave it 3 stars because, like I said, the premise of the book, of the short story, in my opinion, was totally creepy, and I did appreciate that. So there you go. Not every review is going to be like a 5-star, right? So, oh well. Secondly, I listened to TJ Newman's debut, I believe it's her debut novel, called Falling. And I know this book has gotten a lot of press, and it's funny, reading the reviews, I feel like some people really, really panned it. So let me give you a little description on this one, because again, great premise. You just boarded a flight to New York. There are 143 other passengers on board. What you don't know is that 30 minutes before the flight, your pilot's family was kidnapped. For his family to live, everyone on your plane must die. The only way the family will survive is if the pilot follows his orders and crashes the plane. Enjoy the flight. Dun dun dun. So I listened to the audiobook of this, and I thought the narration was great, and I just found it to be a, like, really good thriller. You know, imagine that, like, who hasn't boarded a plane, and then you sit in your seat and you start thinking about all the possibilities of things that could go wrong, and this is, like, the ultimate thing that could go wrong. So I enjoyed it, but, you know, like I said, I saw a lot of reviews sort of panning it, and, I'm just looking on Goodreads as I'm talking to you, and somebody wrote, 41 literary agents rejected this book, and now I know why. I mean, come on, that's a little harsh. But listen, they're entitled to their opinion. So anyway, yeah, I would recommend, if that summary sounded good to you, I would recommend TJ Newman's Falling. It was like a nice escape for me. I enjoyed it. What else have I read? While I have Goodreads open, I might as well tell you what else I finished. I read, on recommendation from my friend Kristen, who is the Comic Slayer on social media, she suggested Shadow of the Batgirl. And I should know by now, if she says to read something, you know, graphic novel, manga, anything, I should just do it, because every time she says I'll enjoy it, I do. So this Shadow of the Batgirl is basically like a retelling of the origins of Batgirl in a brand new way. And if you're into that sort of thing, I say go for it. I'm really going back far now. I think this I started in the beginning of August. Yeah, it looks like it took me most of the month to finish it. So I read Papillon. Do you guys know this book? This is about the prisoner who was nicknamed Papillon, and that the meaning of Papillon is like a, I believe it's a butterfly, and he has like the big tattoo on his back. So he was convicted in Paris of a murder that he didn't commit, and it's about his story of how he escapes so many times and how all of his struggles and journeys after escaping and what happens to him in his life. And it's an autobiography. I've read a couple different articles on this, and it seems as if somebody wrote that the story is 75% true. So I'm sure there were some embellishments, but I thought it was really interesting. It gets a little stuck in the weeds with details, but I mean, that this is his account, right? So I was fine with that. And what else do I have to tell you here? What else can I do? All right, I'm going to jump off of Goodreads here, because I'll just keep going down the list. I did want to tell you, so you know I belong, I'm a Bookcase member. Well, I was. See, I recently cut off some of my subscriptions, not because they're not great. I just have so many books to read. And I can't seem to stop myself from picking up used ones when I'm out and about, or... So I had a little talk with myself, and I said, self, you got to cut some of the madness here. So I put a pause on a lot of my book subscriptions just for that reason only. I kind of want to catch up on what I actually own. And then I'm constantly like going to the library and taking out books from the library too. So you understand. You understand the cycle. But I did want to tell you about these two new ones I have in front of me. So the first one is Blood Sisters, and this is by Jane Corey. And it says, oh, I see. You'll know Jane's name from the bestseller, My Husband's Wife. So it says, they had a bond that should never have been broken. Blood Sisters. Ooh. Three little girls set off to school one sunny morning. Within an hour, one of them is dead. 15 years later, Kitty can't speak and has no memory of the accident that's to blame. She lives in an institution, unlikely to ever leave, but that doesn't keep her from being frightened when she encounters an eerily familiar face. Jeez, that sounds pretty good, right? The second one is from New York Times bestseller author, The Paris Architect, and this is The Fallen Architect by Charles Belfour. So this is on Sourcebooks Landmark. And let's see, let me tell you a little bit about it. Someone has to take the blame. When the Britannia Theater's balcony collapses, killing more than a dozen people, the fingers point at the architect. He should have known better, should have made it safer, should have done something. Ooh. Here's a quote from Publishers Weekly. An exceptional mystery, a wonderfully realized background coupled with insights into British society make this a standout. That sounds pretty good too. And on the front, there's like a pair of hands that are kind of creeping me out. Anyway, so guys, that is our little reading catch up. I know I'm a bit rusty, so just bear with me. I'm hoping now that I have a little more focus going on in my life, in my head, that these podcasts will be put out more regularly. So anyway, I want to know what you're reading. Please make sure you let me know. You know the deal. You know how to contact me. But in case you need a reminder, if you want to email me, it's marymsbookpod@yahoo.com. And you can, of course, find me on all the social media. And yeah, I think that's all I have for today. I do. I think that's it. I want to wish you a great day or great night whenever you're listening. And remember to enjoy those books. I'll talk to you soon.